Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. If you are just finding out about us, well, allow me to get you up to speed. This is a show that encompasses other mini shows like two audio podcasts called Just Vibing, an adult-only podcast, and Mind Links, a mental health podcast. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, guys. It's another episode with
Trigon.
And we are here with a special guest. Please can you introduce yourself?
Hi guys, my name is Samai Gilgaga.
Okay, so what do you do?
I take pictures for what you
do. Okay, so thank you for coming today to join us this podcast. All right, it's not going to be boring like this. You're going to loosen up later. Okay, so I have a bunch of questions for you. By the way, before we go into the questions, I just have to say he's an amazing photographer. He has done some mad shit. So if you want to check out his stuff, you can go to his Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
Asamaigi.
So you can go check his Instagram out. And I think he has a website, but we'll get into that as we go into this. Anyway, I have been dying to ask you so many questions, and I'm already here with you, so let's just dive in. So the first question is, what kind of photography style do you use? What, tell us about your photography style.
I would say I've been searching for a style, but I've not found it yet. I'm just doing what I'm doing till I think it is perfect. Well, because nothing in this life is perfect, I'll never be satisfied. So therefore, if I don't drop this camera, it's carrying my trust.
Sorry. Okay. So, what's that style of photography you find yourself doing often?
Okay. What? Let me say the keywords that I like. Now, I like beauty.
Beauty.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Beauty interests me. I like to photograph beauty. I like beauty in general, portraits of people. I'm interested now. This new phase, I'm interested in taking pictures of people in like their comfort zone.
Okay,
I'm trying to. Why talk it? I'm trying to. I'm not to step out of the studio because my family put me in the studio. I used to like doing. I used to be this guy that is always scouting locations. But come pandemic happened and some people were still dropping pictures. Because like they can still create, they still have access to the things that will make shit work. And I'm like, come on, why don't they inside this my room every day? Make I start the snap for inside this my room. So that was how my studio photography style. Yeah, 2020 in my room, and it was going, nobody would know we see result. So my first setup was basically your hangar at home, just your mind.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to check out because studio photography is bossing. I'm that up for liking. So that's what's
trending now. Not trendy, but like what's
that's just the style that has become my comfort style.
Which do you think is more financially favorable, the outdoor photography or studio photography?
So I would say right now Lagos outdoor photography is going. Shout out to Lagos papas.
Okay,
I want to step outside now. People are all willing. We are now. Let's do this and. Is killing that. So people, a lot of other photographers are also doing like outdoor shoots right now. People are willing to
like wedding stuff.
People are willing to go outside for shoots. Before, a lot of everything was very, very studio for a while.
So you were tired of CGI stuff. You want to go back to outdoor. Anyways, so how did you get into photography? Like when did you start?
Okay, so I started photography. I started the process that brought me to photography in secondary school. I used to edit pictures of my friends.
What app did you use at that
time? Nokia, but like on computer. Picasa. because of the VR, they have this editing site that you can just go. They had nice presets that time. They had basic things that a boy in SS2 needed to post and press. And that was the best feature on Facebook. So that's how it started.
Were you taking the pictures today?
I was not thinking about the taking of the picture. The editing was because even my classmates are even editing. As long as I just like editing people's picture, because my brother is editing picture. My brother was missing. My brother will be mad. So that's I'm just. Is what you see around you that will influence you. So that's where I said editing pictures. And from there, photography.
Okay, that's amazing. What do you consider to be your greatest strength?
My strength right now is that I'm sure of my accuracy. I will explain. I've been doing this thing for a while, and I feel like I know what good is, I know what mad is, I know what's... So I just know how not to go below expectations.
What's below expectation?
I can't take a picture that is... I've overcome, like I've passed that stage, I've overcome rubbish.
Oh, I get you.
It came from me. I didn't just jump around. Yeah, mistake. What I don't know, that there's a way. There's a way.
Yeah, I mean, normally practice makes perfect. Okay, that actually makes sense. Okay, can you walk us through your creative process?
Let me give you a scenario. Okay, so if you say you're going into outdoor photography, for example, now, and you have a client that says she wants to express her personality. She wants to create. She wants to just capture her personality in pictures. How will you approach that?
I'll tell her to come and catch my cues. Come and see what I'm currently. This is what I'm currently bossing right now.
Okay.
I'm interested in catching schools. See whether you want to test your creativity. But you get my point. I'll pitch something.
Okay. How do you keep up with the latest trends and technologies now in photography, basically? If you do, how do you keep up with the latest trends in photography?
I will say, sadly, I've not really been able to get into any, like, photography community.
But are there photography communities here in Lagos?
I think there are. I'm not even sure.
Do you even know what goes down in Lodos? What's the essence of that?
So it helps budding young photographers to grow faster.
Okay.
You will know how to make so many mistakes.
Okay.
When you already know how to do some certain things. I've just had to do a lot of things by myself. So people that help me, I need them. I send shout out to my mom, my dad, my uncle, my brother, my sister, and
collecting awards. Mad.
So, I know you've been working for quite some time, yeah. And I want to ask you a very good question, because this happens to most entrepreneurs when working with a difficult client.
You obviously do photography that people like, I want to get this headshot done and all that stuff. Like, clients, how do you handle people that cannot just see your vision and just think it's not that good?
So, first of all, photography is it's not like an exam where you write and you wait for the result next week. If your picture is fine, you know now. If your picture is ugly, you know now. If it fits into your mission, you know now. If it doesn't fit into your vision, you know at that same.
What about the person? I'm like the client here, not seeing that your vision. Have you experienced clients say, it's not fine, but you say it's obviously fine? You know some people, like, they don't really have that creative eye. They just want something probably outdated or something that is too edited. You understand?
I'll definitely hear you, like, bro, are you sure I want to do this?
Are you sure you want to look like an Abueba?
I work with a client like that. Pictures are nice, but
oh my god,
you are just that your idea is great, but maybe it's not just I always give hints. I always try to present direction that can help make it better. I would do good work, so no matter what, not his point. And sometimes you just have to know work lies for you and work lies before you. Sometimes you can tell when the queue will be long. I don't think I'm your guy. Let me recommend my guy that can know yourself. In this life, there's enough money for everybody.
Perfect answer. Amen. Amen. Well, this guy just prophesied it to our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, night vigil over. Let's get back to the podcast. Oh, Matt. Okay, that's actually a very perfect answer, because I was like, you know, some people, they're doing photography because of money.
Yeah.
If you actually have that talent, skills, this kind of satisfaction that comes from creating art, that it's beats, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain, like, some people who just want to do photography just for the bar, like, some people do, like, all these studio photography, blah, blah.
Skill like that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really. So that is good to know that it's actually more than that for you. All right. So next question is, what has been your most challenging photography project ever?
Most challenging.
That was very difficult for you to get that vision. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your editing process, very difficult. I'm mostly getting.
Yeah, you're thinking, walk and come back.
Yeah. So, you gotta sit up and come back.
I'll say my second shoot after I got my camera in 111 that day. Shout out to the baby. So the baby was the muse.
Maybe.
I'll drop them. I'm sorry for dropping. So my first shoot in I got my camera. First shoot, I just packed on my guys. It's my shoot. Second shoot, I say, let me attack this thing. Let me go and take portraits. So I went for this thing, and I was my anxiety choke, man. But I took pictures and I came back, and I just felt like I didn't do good enough. I just felt like one more this outing, like say no to tap.
that's what holding my mic. Don't worry. Please free your
face. So I came back now. Just we selected the ones that the strong pictures out of the set. Then I've trimmed the shoot already. I don't really see it somewhere. I don't go. Maybe this photography thing, you know, to be sure.
Wow.
But wow. I swear, that's how low I feel that day. I just felt like I didn't keep it. Then Laddie puts some of the ones that we liked in VSU.
Yes. So
that's it. You just put one the picture, you just put one preset. Preset is P5 from VSU.
He remembers.
It's just P5. Like 30 new tones. In the that preset, she had just put it on the picture, and she was looking at another building through a glass, and the color grading just made it bad.
stop the moment.
But I'm just like, I'm not terrible after all.
so exactly.
Because of that picture, I was confident to reach out to anybody that asked if I can do this.
Thank you, VSU. So,
shout out to VSU. Shout out to God. Shout out to maybe God bless you guys.
So wait, where's the picture? Can we see the picture?
Picture is still on my page.
I would like to see it next time. Now to do that. Oh, Matt.
The third post.
You remember the specifics of the post set?
No, I just know. I check my work now.
I hope that I'm good. I guess. Obviously every photographer tries to improvise during the shoot. So tell us the time when you tried to improvise during the shoot.
I can't. I can give you a proper photography setup like 15k naira. That's how much he provides.
That's the experience, right?
That's the goat move.
Yeah. That made me too much said.
That's a goat move right there. But that doesn't mean you should come and be pricing down. That was the fact that you can't. I heard you said you can't, so why are you not running? Okay, so we are going to ask you two more questions from the next segment. How do you balance your own artistic vision with the needs and expectation of your clients?
So, first of all, the balancing is by, at the end of the day, whatever you tell me, it's my eye that needs to. Basically, that is where the balance comes. Me betting your vision through my eyes. It's always balanced. I just like shooting fashion, so I just like to shoot fashion.
This moment of silence.
Shout out to Munch Lagos.
Of silence for Munch Lagos. You say you're a caterer.
Yes.
Somebody have a caterer. Shout out to Munch Lagos. Munch Lagos just dropped some bombshells here. Some munchies. Nice one, Munch Lagos. This is amazing. We can't wait to test this out. I will see comments on how amazing it tastes. Thank you. Thumbs up. Back to the question, which I know you've forgotten, but let me repeat it again. I remember that now. So the project, you said, talk about the project of the outdoor photography. It's more structured.
So now I'm not trying to do
a documentary yourself. Okay.
It'd be nice to be messy with that, but I'm just trying to like shoot.
Okay. Amazing. Oh, I get. So that's great. One last question. Do you have a question for him from the head or you have one? So I'm gonna ask him one question. Random.
So has there been any time you have walked and the weather just snapped at you? You know what I mean? Snap like from lighting to rain. And what were the contingencies? What did you miss? What did you lose?
Flow is yours.
Like switched.
That is annoying. One dark night.
So it was like second ever birthday shoot. So we got a restaurant space that wanted to use for the shoot, so it was like an outdoor space with greens and everything, nice space. The rain started falling. How are we gonna do this?
God, it's been that shit. How did you
guys try to jump inside? But that was not our plan. You know how?
Yeah, well,
we came on the way, and what we want is just here, but.
The situation
said she wanted to cry.
I swear.
So I'm all wet under that rain.
And you shut down that rain.
I convinced her that let's do this. And we were happy at the end of the day.
And the picture came out good.
Yeah.
See, I need to see two pictures now. Yeah. The one. Yeah, we need to be referencing it. So did I forget my question? I'm actually the fuck up chat. So tell me, how do you pick out the type of aesthetic, like the type of vibe you want for the picture while you're shooting it or when you're starting to edit the picture?
I do most of
my work. Oh wow.
Most of my work while I'm shooting. I don't like to do too many edits.
Okay.
Shout out to Does Makeup. I've been working with him for over a year now. He has making my
watch.
I don't like to do too much
editing.
post-production so that the picture still feels real. Sometimes I do crazy edits, but I like to keep it honest.
Mad. Thank you. This is the end of the first segment. We're moving on to fun. So everybody can now participate.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to what we're moving on to.
Vibe on over.
So we are moving to the show that actually the show that. Oh wait, before we move to the show that, let's read cupcakes. Wait, before I eat this thing, is it made with special chef ingredients or is it natural ingredient that I used to make this cupcake?
Very very
very still don't know if you ask me a question, child, but I want to take a step.
No, I trust.
This looks really good. So let's take it. Steven. Oh my god, it's really good. It's really tasty. Much Lagos, right? Much Lagos, you did the thing. The cupcake is fucking tasty. So you guys head on to Munch Lagos and place another or run. Come and experience what we're experiencing. This and wow. The cupcake is afraid at this point. You're really emptying this cupcake, bro. They did it well. They killed it. Okay, so let's hop to the next segment, which is the show that. So we're going to be asking some questions and then telling us what you would rather do in that situation.
So,
you want to ask the first one?
Yeah. So. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse duck?
One horse-sized duck.
That was just weird. Okay. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? 100. You know how horse day now.
100.
Horse-sized ducks.
So the ducks are bigger than horse.
You understand?
Yes. So that beats you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah, they have the horsepower, the kicks and the
bikes.
Yeah, no, I would match them.
Wait, I think you're thinking about these ducklings.
Duck, you know ducks are big.
Right? Ducks are. Oh, you're not saying the ducklings, oh.
Yeah, I'll cheat.
Nah. Oh, the main dog.
Sorry guys.
And they are fast.
And they
kick by increasing their powers.
Or one big dog. Horse.
Obviously. You know, if you're thinking about this, yeah, the horses, this question actually goes out to all of us. The horses have the ability to kick out whatever. But a dog.
It's slow.
But it's as big as the horse.
Okay, but it's not going to be fast. Yeah.
But it can bite your head.
How fast dogs pick up worms and insects or big.
I'm going with duck-sized horses. I'll just push them. Yeah. What is the answer?
Baby duck-sized.
Well, nobody said it was baby. freestyle it. Who you choose?
I'm choosing the big duck. Why? Because that is not going to catch me. As I say,
it will fucking cut your head off. It is big.
It will not catch me.
How?
I've run.
No, because you're imagining ducks running like
this. Yes, snap.
Slack. They run fast.
You know that sometimes they can fly.
Hmm. Yay! No, I did deal.
Okay. Sorry, change my mind. 100 babies.
Too late. You're dead. Okay, next. Okay, you asked that one.
Yeah.
So, next question is, would you rather have to wear a clown costume to every important event or wear a tutu everywhere you go? So, you know the tutus, like those ones, the ballerinas, where, like...
Clown costume.
Why? Ask him why. Why?
Every important event, like your wedding day. My chest. What about you? Clown costume.
That's a clown costume.
I'm wearing a tutu, man.
Oh, yeah, cute. Let me space.
But for the important events, I will dress like I want to dress. I won't wear the tutu. I wear the tutu every other day, but when it's time for important events, I can even deem all in my events important. So one costume to your wedding.
You're changing, yeah.
To meet your in-law. You changed the last one. Yeah, so
always power up your questions. That's why I'm answering.
You use your head to answer. I use my legs. Okay. Would you rather eat a live worm or a dead cockroach? Wow, where did you get this one? They have it.
What's this one?
Dead cockroach.
What?
What?
Wait, wait. Anyone what?
Because what of you said what?
You eat?
That's I'm not. Are we eating?
What?
Cockroach, Bobo.
What?
Bobo cockroach.
See.
What?
See. Let me tell you something. See, let me tell you something.
See.
Cockroach is crunchy.
Hey. See. The cockroach is already dead, so I might as well just fry it.
Yeah. She's making this thing worse. No, guy, have you stepped on the cockroach before?
Bro, don't think about it. We don't want Daniels.
See, I will take that one like next. Guy, I will roll the worm like paracetamol, shape it like paracetamol, drink it.
What? No, just said.
I'm not
eating anyone.
Even if I fry, it's warm. I'm eating warm. You eat
extract. I cannot win.
You have to pick one.
You guys, dead cockroach. Warm.
Never.
But you guys are crazy. Damn, cockroach.
It's 15 inside the sewer.
Ah. I can't.
No, I don't know.
It's your question.
Guy, would you rather have to drink hot sauce with every meal or never be able to drink water again? Wait, what? Wow. You know what hot sauce is, right? Would you rather have to drink hot sauce with every meal? So it's Indomie, with quick oats, with pap. You must drink hot sauce. Or... because I hate pap. Or never be able to drink water again.
Give me that hot sauce.
Yeah,
I bet you it's not even hot like that.
Ah, no, it's hot.
It's made by Yoruba.
Yes, and we're going.
You don't know where my tongue has been.
Ah, that's what he said. Too. Look at if you reach 5, he will give you an award for this show. You've gotten to so far. Wow. So explore. Elaborate. Where have your tongue entered?
Yes.
Just for scientific purposes. Where has your tongue entered?
What I mean is that it's very strange that make my tongue greatly enough to withstand hot sauce.
Wow. See,
would you rather be stranded on a deserted island with your worst enemy, or with someone you can't stand around? You can't stand around that person. Would you rather be stranded on an island with your worst enemy or somebody you can't stay around with?
What's the difference?
Your worst enemy is not your, it's not the same.
Somebody I can't stay around.
Exactly. You can ignore the person at will. Your worst enemy might want to kill you.
See, I watched so many movies and I realized that.
Bro, your worst enemy sometimes. They can be really cool guys.
Yeah, exactly. You get to know your worst enemy and you realize that those guys are
not that bad.
Not that bad now.
Bro, that's what
the person like, I can't stand. Oh, wow. Can't stand.
You know, I have one person. I know that one person.
That's what you mean. I can stand that person very well. That's what I know. I didn't get it. Okay, next question. I think I'm the one supposed to read.
Yes.
Would you rather have your face on a $1 bill or on your own toilet paper brand?
Or your own toilet paper brand.
Okay. Would you rather have your face on a $1 bill or you own your own toilet brand?
Toilet paper, tissue.
Deep. It's kind of weird, but it's actually kind of deep. My own toilet paper brand.
Forever.
But at this time, I have a successful brand.
I think both ways I'm set.
Yeah. Depends on how.
If my toilet paper brand is the
toilet paper brand, I'm set.
I love you, bro. That's another popularity stuff.
Will I be getting money on this?
Real.
Fuck, $1 bill then. Straight up.
Yeah. That's more over.
If you, pay the royalties just they come.
As in, I don't want to do the rap toilet paper for my apartment. No, beg. I beg. I want to be sleeping. I'm seeing a lot. Their strength. I'm like, we worked. Would you rather, Kitara? Would you rather be able to fly, but only when? Which kind of question is this? I beg. Would you rather be? Sorry, I'll read it. Come on, get yourself together. Would you rather be able to fly, but only when you're naked, or be invisible, but only when singing show tunes? So basically, you'll be able to fly, but only when you're naked, would you rather be invisible?
Or invisible?
Or fly naked? Fly naked?
Guys, can I add to this thing?
Yes. Can I
see them once again powering up?
Can I power up this question? You can only fly at the height of 7 feet.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like normal fly now.
Daytime.
I need it daytime.
Yes.
But this is invisibility. You can only see. Guy, but you'll be invisible, you'll be singing.
Tell how wicked people have talked to
you'll be invisible, but they say that. Or would you rather be invisible? But when you're invisible,
people just want me to pick your answer.
No, wait, I'm just making it fun. Oh, will you be invisible, but only when singing like aloud, so that you're casting yourself as you're invisible? What kind of question be this?
This is a very big question.
Oh, wait, this is a difficult one. Guys,
what are 7 feet? But I reckon it's flying.
You can't 7 feet. You can't fly to the space. Because you can fly in space on land. Well, as a land, you're close to the entire body. You can fly in space.
Oh, I want to fly at night.
Like a witch. Oh my god, is I see this guy from Edo. I don't know. I said, they fly for night. Guys, I Edo boy, you. Okay, so let me see the end. Would you rather be able to talk to animals but they only hate you, or be able to read people's minds but only when they are thinking bad things about you?
Wow.
So you know, animals hate you, they'll kill you now.
What?
Oh god, only when they're thinking bad things about me.
Same question again.
Would you rather be able to talk to animals but the animals hate you, but you can talk to them, you can hear what they're saying, but they hate you, they hate your guts? Or be able to read people's minds, and the only time you are be able to read their mind is only when they say bad or think bad things about you.
Right.
Oh god, would you rather animals hit your humans? Oh, think bad things about. Guy, if animals hate me,
man, I think I just up front.
Guy, yeah, I hate this fucking guy.
Bro, I think it's boost ups for me too.
You have lose something.
Because every animal you talk to is.
You have low self-esteem because what's he did? Just angry at moments.
We have clear life direction.
No, wait. Some people can just be angry at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we've thought some negative things about people that we don't care about.
If you don't get the superpowers from this room, you'll be able to know the ones that are real and the ones that are pantry. Made the cheat.
Who is always thinking about me?
Kai, especially you now realize that this is my guy, I like this my guy, but he actually hates you.
And you fucking free now. Yeah.
You have high blood
pressure. That one, that is the first time. That one,
this guy is paying you, man. Okay, so we're entering the last segment, which is sip and spill. So you're going to tell us a story of an event in your life that was probably very embarrassing, funny, or annoying. Any emotion that really triggered an emotion in you that was very, 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 very hype. So, do you have a story for us?
So, let me tell you again.
First crush.
Everybody has one. We are talking about our first crush. Do you want to go first?
I can't remember. I had like 15 first crushes at that time.
Wow.
If I see one, I'll see another one immediately.
Lord of God.
Yeah, but I
walking out of the jungle.
Yeah, I mean
the forest.
LP.
That's his staple. That's his staple. Don't insult this guy. That's his staple.
Bro, but like,
tell us about the first crush. You don't have like, no, remember.
Give me. Mm-hmm. This was primary school.
This is testimony time. Please don't waste. You have 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. No.
30 minutes.
One minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay. So this girl, I think she was the smartest girl set that time. And it was Favor. I was attracted to her because I was like, how is this girl? Okay, she was dark skinned. At that time, she had one.
How did you locate the girl?
She was in my class. We're in the same class.
When did you see her first? You start from all those details. Can I just jump?
Okay, wait. Okay. Chill. It has to be first day of school, assembly ground. Yeah. First day of school, assembly ground. She was by the right. You know, with those chicks, cute chicks. She was like, No. I'm not talking about both. Actually, both were nice. But I'm talking about actual face cheeks. Yes. And I was like, this is fine. Only to find out that she was back class. I was like, yes, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Yes, this guy doesn't have any game. I'm joking.
I'm a mathematician.
I'm lucky at that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a mathematician. Yes, now. And this girl was so smart. Like, she was topping everybody. No, in class. She was very, very intelligent.
She was topping everybody in class. That's what who said.
We said it's gangbang. Okay, my name is. Sorry, guys. So. No. She's not even that kind of girl. Funny enough. Maybe I didn't know. Then now. Hi, Fibo. Okay.
So we end it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but do you know the funny thing? The funny thing is I never approached her from a likey perspective. It was always from a joke. Alpha, tap. Yes, now, but like that was primary school, so don't blame me. I will slap you. What did you say? Yes, now, but like I shall make an effort to sharp pass out. That's mathematician now. Yes. Mm-hmm. Get out, Shasha. I didn't push for anything serious with her because I was still shy at that time. I didn't know like myself. Did she get a boyfriend? I don't think so. That I know of. Maybe one of those playful mathematics teachings. Yes, now. Yeah.
This guy said, okay, let me talk about my crush. Nice crush, by the way. Cute crush. I think I'm going to top your crushes. So this very day in secondary school, in Jesus 2, actually, I was just passing and then I saw this guy. His name is, I'm not dropping it, so take out there.
What's that?
His name is Samuel. But that's not his fake name, by the way. So I just saw him. I was like, oh my, he was the SS1. I was like, oh my God, this guy is so nice. He has long lashes. He's cute. He has the features that I like, basically. I just like how he looked, and I had a huge crush on him. So this very day, I was he was in SS1, so obviously we're not in the same class, my school is, yes, but like his class was like opposite my class, so I could see through my class to his class. So he
block,
like he's, you know, SS block, it just says block. He's a small school anyway, so I could see directly to his class. I could see the girls flirting with him, and I'm like, bitch. In my mind, we're married with children. In my brain,
yeah.
Who's this guy? And you know, I actually started hating some seniors because of that. I was mad. Anyways, I'm still mad. Anyways, so there was this day that he was, because I've actually never stood next to him before. So we used to have intense crushes, or like savages, like you guys have 5 crushes at the same time. Yes. Anyway, so there's this day that I saw him close up and he was like walking, and I wanted to go from one point to, I think I was there to go from one class to another, and you know my, there's a gutters in between the two buildings. There's like a little garden, there's a gutter at the, so I was looking at him, I was like, wow, look at Samuel, wow, I was looking at Samuel, I was walking, I just entered gutter. Boom.
Damn.
As I enter gutter like this, I scrape my shin, and that's how I got this injury. So every time I look at my leg and I see this injury,
crushed
my leg. So when I and guess what? He came to see you. He was a student to see you. Yes.
Did he
help you out? No. Okay, this man.
He helped you out.
No, he was far away. He couldn't see me. I was like, can you dodge? You know, embarrass myself. I'm like, I'm the soft paper. Normally.
That can be.
I mean, I felt like gutter. It was horrible. Guys, so I'm seeing you now. I tell you as French girl. Oh, French girl, see you. And I'm like, I said, like, do you know Samuel is see you too? I'm like, no, I was over that. I was just a student. I was coming and I was like, over it. I said, finally, let me go see this guy up close, because I actually never saw him up close. And then we, I'm going to tell him so you guys can meet. And I met him and I was like, wow, yeah, I'm not interested. So yeah, but he was in common university actually. He was in like 400 level when I was in 100 level, or 300 level when I was 100 level. Wow. So yeah. This guy, he looks. Because he grew up. Let's not dive into my types. So how are you?
As I'm younger.
Right.
So.
How many crushes? Okay. So you are you? How old is this guy? Go ahead.
And he scattered cloud seeds and everything. So the girl that I think is my crush, you know in life you learn. And
red card, not a red card.
You know, once even red card, we get for that. So yeah. So when my crush was in my class, just like I don't realize no more, she's a human being like me. And
like,
yeah, an ogre.
You know how you
sound effect.
Yes, you put some
time
when you get to know the real person. And she now became a friend. And so, yes. Yeah, so
she became your friend instead of the crush. Okay, sorry.
So, whenever we name it, does go and play. And we'll sit down and we'll just with our other friend. So that other friend became the assistant class captain and I became the class captain. So from there, class would finish. Sometimes our classmates would not stay back. So maybe we still have sweeping roster, so we'll clean class.
Mm-hmm.
But when I close your mouth.
You see,
yeah,
that's so. Yeah, I know that.
We don't stay back after that. We just gist. The hands are not serious at all. Just bare dead hands. But it was hands regardless. So that was happening. Then the next thing, she just said no more. She doesn't want to do. I start class captain again. Please let me continue my story because I know he has here. So she just said that she was not doing it. Oh no, tiny face. The person that they put was even my party. I know this spoil. Lo and behold, 5 o'clock sharp. They don't ring bell. My party don't go house. Now only me there with this dirty car. I see.
But
hold up.
Wait, what happened?
So like this was happening for a while. And myself, I started to come out now. I need sleep.
As you do understand.
For what, one thing that I missed was the yards that me and this girl used to have like after class. Because she was no more a start class, letting the keeper behind now, so she could just go to her house. So I was not making more effort to like talk to her during like actual like class, class proper real life situation.
Yeah.
The hours were going. She's an interesting person to talk to. So there was one day she fell sick and I was running up and down. Then I was just there on the staircase. I don't check myself.
Okay.
You're not long I was doing all these things and I was seeing people see me and I think sometimes I feel like I can tell what somebody's thinking about right, your facial expression.
Yeah.
Because I don't know emotional bodies, you are
that's
normal. yeah, so I was, so that was just crush.
Damn.
Can we answer a general question for you? If our crush comes, will we be able to date them, will we be attracted to them still?
It depends.
Who said
it depends? Me. Trigon. It depends on how they look now. If they're not looking sexy, I will not even see themselves. As I said, I was seeing them.
Now, Nice one.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about you, Gaga?
Because this is your crush. She run you street.
As in
I said if they don't look as hot, because everything I see hotness.
Trigon, what about the business?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But like, before I get to your soul, I can't, you know, I'm not looking with third eye. I'm looking with physical. So as I'm seeing your physical.
Okay, so this brings us to the end of these podcasts, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. But before we close or end this podcast, I would like you to do some shout outs. If you want to shout out anybody, brands, or like plug yourself, whatever.
Shout out to life. Shout out to Nigeria. Shout out to me. Shout out to you. It is well. Book me for shoots and stuff.
At what?
Asabi.
What's your Instagram?
At Asamaigi.
Okay, Asamaigi. Okay.
Asamaigi. Love you. Bye.